90.5 WKAR in Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. This year, jazz fans worldwide are celebrating a half century of one of the genre's most acclaimed recordings. 1965's A Love Supreme features saxophonist John Coltrane with pianist McCoy Tyner, drummer Elvin Jones, and bassist Jimmy Garrison. Together, the quartet created one of the signature sounds of mid-60s jazz. WKAR celebrates the anniversary in the documentary special A Love Supreme at 50, that's this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. MSU Director of Jazz Studies Rodney Whitaker and saxophonist Diego Rivera join producer and host Peter Wharf in the one-hour program. Here's a preview of the show, beginning with some of the key voices and sounds of 1965.
The Great Society asked not how much, but how good.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
The Spartans of Michigan State, Big Ten champions, national champions, undefeated and untied.
I went into the movement with more negative tendencies than anybody in the movement.
How does it feel? How does it feel? To be on your own. With no direction home. Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
Some of the sounds of 1965, from LBJ to Cassius Clay, the Spartans to the Supremes, the Beatles to Bob Dylan. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary release year of John Coltrane's historic album, A Love Supreme. New Yorker magazine writer Richard Brody called A Love Supreme a holy grail of jazz recordings. A religious philosophy, quasi-symphonic unity, one grand composition in four parts. Here's some of part one called Acknowledgement. Listen for the four-note bass line, acknowledging A Love Supreme. Saxophonist John Coltrane with pianist McCoy Tyner, drummer Elvin Jones, and bassist Jimmy Garrison with some of the opening track, Acknowledgement, from the 1965 album A Love Supreme. Michigan State University Assistant Professor of Jazz Studies, Saxophone, and Improvisation Diego Rivera recalls his earliest contact with Coltrane.
I first listened to John Coltrane in high school. Or no, even before that, I think I was in middle school. A friend had given me two albums, Giant Steps and Love Supreme, and it terrified me. Just the sheer magnitude and velocity and just the kind of sonic footprint that he had. You talk about velocity. It was pretty arresting, and It was an important experience, and I think had it not been for Coltrane, I think my interest in the saxophone and jazz in general would have been severely stunted. In this job, I have students, so I'm able to see their maturation not only musically but personally, and I think that was one of the things that's so honest and endearing about Coltrane's music, is that it sounds to me, to my ears anyway, like a person growing up. There's something very, not as musical, not as technical as it is very just, very, very human, and very, there's a lot of, you're able to see as humanity progress.
I believe that our men are to, are here to grow themselves into the full, into the best good that they can be. At least this is what I want to do, and, this is my belief. That we are supposed to, I'm supposed to grow to the best good that I can get to. And as I'm going there, becoming this, and when I become, if I ever become, this will just come out of the horn. So whatever that's gonna be, that's what it will be. I'm not so much interested in trying to say what it's gonna be. I don't know. But I just hope, I realize that good can only bring good.
For Coltrane, I think he was always at his best when he was searching. And if he was searching in the practice room, or if he was searching on the bandstand, I mean, there's something very, very honest about his music. And so that was always at the forefront. So I think that was Coltrane's best, is when he was always at his best, is when he was searching.
MSU saxophonist Diego Rivera also shares one of the most universal observations on the Coltrane style.
One of his contemporaries, who I'm also a big fan of, is Joe Henderson. And I always have this thing that I tell my students when they're studying Joe Henderson and John Coltrane, that Joe Henderson has a million things that he plays, but he plays them each one way. And John Coltrane may have one thing that he plays, but he plays it a million ways, a million different ways.